Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning. Welcome to Brighton First United Methodist Church on this beautifully snowy morning. I feel like I've already shoveled I don't know how many square feet of snow to get warmed up for the day. I hope that something today warms you up and helps you know God, love God, and serve God. Whether you're worshiping with us online or here, if you can take a minute to either fill out a connection card in person or online, can you do that, please? It helps us get to know you and help to serve you. We also have prayer cards if you need to have someone pray for you or be included in prayers. We have that also. I would invite children to nursery and Sunday school, but I don't really see anyone here to do that, I guess, this morning. I'm in need of that myself, maybe. And now if you would please, we'll sing Go Tell It on the Mountain. I neglected to introduce myself. I'm Greg Geis. We have Susan Snow doing the music for us this morning. And the message will be brought to us by video as the clergy are not here today. So now, if you would please join me for the opening prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, as we come together again in worship, we ask you to bless this new year that is upon us. Help us to see your mission over our own and guide us in the direction you would have us go. Make the right path clear for us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
What an appropriate opening for our scripture reading today, which comes from Isaiah 43, verse 19. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Will you join me now in a time of prayer? Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be measured and found acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer, and the one who's making new creations out of all things. Amen. Well, I hope you are able to enjoy your Christmas Eve celebrations, and I'm praying that you are able to enjoy New Year's Eve and day as perhaps maybe we're able to gather with family. I pray that you had safe gatherings with folks that you care about deeply and that you were able to experience some of the joy of the season. Pastor Lindsay and I, as you may be aware, are away this last week. We have been away, and I'm preaching this message to you from Pastor Lindsay's place of origin in Nebraska. We're up in North Loup, Nebraska, and excited to be able to share a message with you this morning remotely. And pray that that the new year is bringing you all kinds of great joy and happiness. As I preach to you this morning, I want to say a big thank you to Liz Hoover for reading the scripture. And, you know, it talks a little bit about God doing a new thing, you know, and creating new things out of the current reality, bringing new things into existence. And we are always in a perpetual state of new things being done and created in the world around us. We experience new things in our lives. And this time of year, of course, tends to be a time of the year that people start thinking about what kinds of things that they want to do in the upcoming year. They plan it out. They take out new calendars and pitch old calendars. They begin taking on New Year's resolutions, starting to add to their things that they do on a regular basis. People start making commitments to themselves and other people that this year they're going to do something that perhaps that they've never done before. I've met people that instead of, you know, taking on a challenge to their body, just commit to learning something new around this time of New Year's. And certainly all of those things are good, healthy disciplines to help you grow and become fuller and more robust and more complete people as you're ever seeking to grow and learn and experience new things. I think as we are turning the new year into 2022 with so many uncertain things in the world around us, as Omicron continues to rear its ugly head in the world around us, we wanted to challenge everyone at the church to think about what it looks like to take on some sort of spiritual discipline throughout the course of this year. There are all kinds of different spiritual disciplines, and many of us have a proficiency in a handful of them, maybe not all of them, but hopefully in a handful of them. And our hope is that you'll take on some maybe different spiritual disciplines over the course of this year to help you grow in your faith, to grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ, to help you become a more mature and robust disciple of Jesus. And like I said, you know, a lot of us practice various spiritual disciplines in our lives. Maybe they become routine for us, but one of the spiritual disciplines that sort of comes most readily to most of us, I think, is the act of worship, to gather in community to worship God, to experience God's grace in our life, to celebrate all that God has done for us and in us and around us. And that is the purpose of worship. We gather together for the purpose of celebrating and giving thanks and adoring the God who created all things and brought us into existence. That's one spiritual discipline. And maybe for you at this point, the first step is to challenge yourself perhaps to be a part of a worshiping community. Hopefully it's our worshiping community, but there are many worshiping communities. And certainly if there's a style of worship that we don't offer at our church, perhaps Taizé or another form of worship, maybe you go elsewhere to find that particular spiritual discipline of worship. But we're grateful that you are worshiping with us today. Another form of spiritual discipline is prayer. Prayer is something that you can do at any time, in any place, with anybody around you or by yourself. You don't need anything to pray. Some people do have prompts that they use to sort of get the conversation with God started. But we encourage you to find some sort of prayer discipline, whatever it might be. Maybe it's just the practice of praying before you eat, or praying before you go to bed, or praying first thing when you wake up, or praying as you get out of your car when you're on your way into work, or perhaps it's praying, at some other point in your day. But that's another spiritual discipline that's a way of edifying you and your faith and growing your relationship with God and Jesus Christ. Another spiritual discipline that you might challenge yourself to do over the course of this next year is to study Scripture. There are lots of plans that can take you through the entire Bible in a year. And as this message is being aired, it's not too late to start. All you have to do is read January 1st and January 2nd. Maybe your challenge is not only to study Scripture, but perhaps to join a Bible study and cover some of the topics covered in Scripture in community with other folks in the faith. And maybe that's something you can challenge yourself to do this year, is take one class, join one small group, or be a part of some gathering that studies the Bible and Jesus' teachings and help you grow in your understanding of what God's activity was and is in the world today. So that's another form of spiritual discipline that you can take on in the year 2022. Other options include fasting, which for some of us is maybe not appropriate or not the right thing to do, and there's lots of complications around fasting, but there are a variety of different ways of fasting. Perhaps you can think of it as giving something up for Lent is a way of sort of fasting from the worldly things that we experience so that we can sort of dive deeper, become more reliant, express our ongoing appreciation for God, sort of directing our focus in God's direction. So perhaps fasting from something, maybe it is food, but it also can be fasting from electronics or fasting from some other thing that we feel dependent on, that's safe and within reason for us to draw closer to God and Jesus Christ. Perhaps in 2022, one of the things that you can take on is fasting, giving something up so that you can grow in your relationship with God and Jesus Christ. Another spiritual discipline is serving, getting out into mission, serving in some way, shape, or form so that other people, you can develop a relationship with other people. It's a way of building relationships. It's a way of building connections with brothers and sisters out in the world. And if you haven't had a chance maybe in your life to find some way to serve, it's easy to serve in our church. You can just stick around for a couple of minutes the Sundays that we're packing Noah lunches. And just by putting a sandwich bag together, you can certainly serve our community. And obviously brothers and sisters in downtown Detroit who are hungry, by just making a sandwich for the Noah Project, all the way up through week-long and multi-week mission trip opportunities that we have here at our church. Maybe in 2022, one of the ways you can challenge yourself to grow spiritually is to just make a commitment to serve Jesus Christ through one of the many mission partners that we have at our church. Another way that you can challenge yourself as a spiritual discipline is by getting more involved in serving in the local church. So there's serving in missions, and also perhaps finding some way to live out your calling and your giftedness here in the local church. There are tech teams that serve in the local church. There are volunteers that come in and stuff envelopes when our church does mailings. There are groups that come in and clean and make ready the sanctuary each week for worship. There are a bunch of different committees and task forces that we have at our church that we would love to have individuals commit to serving in one way, shape, or form or another. We're grateful for all the ways in which people serve both outside and inside the church. And I got to say this about this particular way of growing in your relationship with God. If anybody's feeling particularly blue, or perhaps depressed or down, or maybe feeling distant from God, maybe they're feeling disconnected, I've got to say this actually for me is one of the ways that I draw myself out of those experiences. When people feel like they are disconnecting or growing distant from God, one of the things that I sometimes ask is, when is the last time that you served in mission or served somebody else? If it's been a while, that might be one way to try kind of working your way through that and seeing God in the midst of the people and the actions action that you take to serve other people. That's one of the ways that I grow more in my faith in Jesus Christ, is through serving and kind of rolling up my sleeves to do stuff. But there are so many other ways to serve as well. And my hope for you is that you can find some way throughout this next year to deepen your roots in your spiritual practices, to find some way to make 2022 a year that you grow exponentially in your faith, a year that allows you to deepen your relationship with Jesus Christ through the things that you do on a day in and day out basis. There's no reason why you can't worship God within your home. There aren't any reasons necessarily why you can't bring practices of prayer throughout the course of your daily life. There's no reason why you can't push yourself to study the scriptures or join a small group throughout the course of this year. We encourage you at some point during the week that is coming up to take a moment in the midst of your busy schedules and everything you have going on to simply pause and make a plan for how you hope to grow spiritually throughout this coming year. Most of us have set many goals throughout the course of our life, and some of us, we only need ourselves. Once we set a goal, we're self-driven, we've decided we're going to do it, we just go out and execute, and that's no problem. And for some of us, it really helps to have somebody else in our life that is aware of the goals that we've set so that we don't forget them come February, March, April, or August of this year. We hope that you can take a moment, perhaps set some personal goals, and then maybe let somebody know that you are planning to do the things that you've set out to do during this upcoming year, whatever they may be. And my hope is that we can kind of push each other to become more mature, fruitful, and full disciples of Jesus Christ in the upcoming year. For me, I've thought about this in preparation for my message. One of the things that I notice as time goes on, that as you become increasingly involved in the act of worship planning and leading worship, that there are moments that when I'm sitting in worship, mostly what I'm thinking about is the next thing that's coming up. As a leader of other folks who are worshiping, in the back of my mind, there are times that I'm thinking more about the details of the service than I am fully taking a moment to immerse myself in the Spirit of God and allowing myself to be a co-participant in the act of worship. And for me, one of the challenges that I'd like to set out in 2022 is to continue to cultivate in myself the practice of worshiping God, whether it's while I'm sitting in the pews of First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake, or you know, if it's a matter of finding ways to incorporate the act of worship into my day-to-day life so that I can experience worship fully without having to think through some of the details and particulars and, oh, we missed this transition, that I can fully be present with God, that I can experience God's presence, grace, and that I can praise God for God's activity in my own life. And that's what my hope is in 2022. And as I move through this year, I hope to continue to grow in that ability, that capacity to worship God in the midst of worship leadership and in the midst of my day-to-day life. And I encourage you to, like I said, take a moment and think about the ways that you hope to grow spiritually, the ways that you hope to flex and stretch and push those spiritual muscles so that you grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. I pray that 2022 would be a year of unprecedented spiritual growth for you. There's no reason why it can't be. We invite you to take a moment and think about that as you move through this week so that you might be able to commit yourself to grow in your relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Will you join me now in a time of prayer? Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for all the activity in our lives that comes through you, all of the blessings, all of the experiences, all of the relationships. And so we pause in this moment to simply take a breath and to think about the ways in which we have an opportunity to grow in our relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ. Push us to be better, more faithful, fuller, and more complete disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we pray. Amen.
As we prepare to enter into a time of prayer, I hope everyone did have a joyous Christmas. I was approached by three spirits during the holidays, And I have to tell you, they're not the kind with labels on. And if you suspect I watched one too many Christmas movies, you may be right. I probably did. But I'm referring to spirits with skin on, and the family, parents and friends and family and grandchildren, all representing Christmas's past and Christmas present and Christmas future. And it made me think that we worship an eternal God, a God that forgives us of our past sins, a God that comforts us in the present, and a God that has a plan for our future. And when we pray, all those things can be brought into play, can come out. And if you would now, please take notice of the quilts, prayer quilts that we have here. We have one for Michelle Warren, a friend of the Orts, Richmonds, and Schaefer's. We also have a prayer quilt for Sue, a friend of Bonnie Dawson. If you would, please join me in prayer for them, and let's reach out to the quilts and send the love of God their way. Merciful, loving God, we are so grateful for your presence. And as these recipients wrap themselves in these quilts, may they know your comfort, your healing, and strength. And may they know that others are thinking of them as they wrap themselves in prayer. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. And now, if you would please join me in an attitude of prayer. Good and glorious God, you created us to love us as part of your family. You love us so much that you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be our Savior. Help us find our way through the wilderness of life in the new year. Let us carry your hope, love, joy, and peace to others throughout the year. Renew our strength in the new year as we put our hope in you, Lord. Encourage us to study Scripture as we put our hope in your word. Lift us up when we are discouraged as we put our hope in Jesus. Help us delight you, Lord, by putting hope in your unfailing love this year. Guide us in obeying your commandments and remaining in your love. Let us share the love of Jesus with others through patience and kindness. Show us how to love others without envy or pride and rejoice in your truth. Unite us in the love of Christ that we value the interests of others above ours. Help us to be joyful with hope that allows us to be patient when suffering. Let us be filled with joy and the Holy Spirit to share the good news of Jesus. Remind us that your kingdom is of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Give us opportunities to serve you so that our hearts sing out with joy. As we face temptation, remind us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hear us now as we pray humbly and silently with joy in your house of prayer. Help us do good. while being peaceable and considerate of others. Help us extend forgiveness as we are forgiven through faith in Jesus. Thank you for sending Jesus to give us peace with you through faith in him. Our hope, our joy, our peace is thanks to Jesus, who taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." And now, if the ushers will come forward and collect our tithes and our offerings, and if you're worshiping with us online, take a moment to think about the blessings that God has provided to you.
Good morning. My name is Denny Dahlman, and I have the privilege of being one of your teams on your team, your mission team. And most of you are aware of the support that we've given over the years to the Vena Dental Clinic and how we've helped that. And basically hundreds of people have been able to take advantage of that clinic due to the donations of our congregation. Each fall, our mission team looks for new needs in our community. And one of those needs that we've been looking at and recognized right here in our own backyard was support needed with people around professional counseling with all the mental issues that have been coming up for people. In the past few years, we've noticed this unprecedented stress in 2 years for people losing jobs, people being on very limited incomes. And so when we were looking at this, we looked at and decided that we would move forward and we would step up. And when looking around, we found a great partner in Samaritan Counseling Centers who have several offices in the area. And fortunately, we have an office for Samaritan Counseling Centers right here in our building and also over at the Whitmore Lake campus. So we're going to be doing what basically Methodists do. We are coming up with a method. We're implementing a partnership with SCC. And what we're going to do is we're going to initially try to help approximately 20 families. We feel that it takes about 10 sessions from talking to the counselors to work with somebody. So we're going to try to support this by raising what we think is a realistic goal. And that goal over the next few months will be $10,000. Now, here in God's house, we are going to set up in our community room with the help of our not only music director but our artist. We're going to be setting up a tree. And on the tree are going to be leaves. And coincidentally, this is the symbol that they use for Samaritan Counseling Center. So what we're going to do is we're going to take and put these leaves, and when someone makes a donation, we're going to put their name on them, no matter whether it's $1 or $100. 100% of the money will be then going towards that. And what we will ask you to do is we'll basically ask you on a check to put counseling on the check, or take in the pew there, take one of these and just put counseling on it if you're doing it in any cash form or whatever you're going to be doing. So there are going to be explanation sheets about this also out there by the tree that you'll be able to take and use somebody else. Because you may personally know somebody right now that really needs this. Or you may know somebody personally that would like to support this. And so there'll be some information out there that you could take that might be of some help with you with that. So this leaf is part of our extravagant generosity giving for 2022 set up by your mission team, of which I'm just one person representing them here this morning. I'm reminded in closing of a story a long time ago that most of us have heard. It's the story of the old man that's walking on the beach as the sun's coming up. And he sees somebody in the distance, and he realizes it's a young boy, and he's taking starfish off of the beach and throwing them back into the sea before they die from the sun. So he approaches the young man, and he says to him, "What are you doing? There's hundreds of starfish here. How can you possibly make a difference?" And the young boy reaches down, picks up another starfish, throws it back into the sea, and says, "It makes a difference to this one." So by adding a leaf to the tree out there, you also could be making a difference to just one person or one family. So I hope you would like to participate in our 2022 new mission. And if so, please designate the word counseling on any check memo or envelope. And so just speaking for your mission team, I want to thank you. And I want you to know that you will be blessed by being a blessing. Again, thank you for your time.
Lord Jesus, we bring our offerings to your church to support the missions and ministries you have led to us. Bless these offerings we bring today and use them for the good of your kingdom. Amen. Thank you for worshiping with us here today. A couple of announcements. At noon, we will be undecorating. And next week, the 9th, will be communion. So as you go forth into the new year, may you grow spiritually. May you know the hope of God's love. And may you also be filled with joy from the peace of God. Happy trails.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.